You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcasting with Purpose. So I just want to hop in here for a quick sec to let you know that what you're about to listen to is an audio replay version of a recent Facebook Live training that I did in my free podcast community. So I'm sharing the audio version here, but to see the extra visuals, interact with me and other members, and also get valuable advice and inspiration, head on over to karagatwarner.com/jumpstart, and I will send you information for how you can request access to the community. And you're going to also get reminders when I go live each week for these valuable interactive trainings. So without further ado, enjoy the episode. Welcome to this weekly podcast jumpstart video. So this is my way of helping you to get started from scratch with your podcast. Or maybe you have a podcast that you just want to add a little juice to. So these live videos every week are designed to do exactly that. So let's dive in, shall we? This is the topic that we're going to be talking about today. So it's PR for podcasting. So it's all about how to turn listeners into clients. So here's what you're going to learn. So I'm going to be talking about what is a one sheet. Okay. So this is, something that's kind of like, it's a bio, but it has a little bit of everything about you. So it's easy for people to get to know you. I'm also going to talk about the modern day magic of writing a press release. Yes, a press release. That might seem old-fashioned, but there are some really amazing uses for press releases. How to pitch yourself to get on other podcasts. This is the secret sauce that many successful podcasters swear by. And also, how to get support from your community to create a big wave of excitement for your podcast message. And I'm going to share something special. So if you want my entire podcast launch process, then make sure that you watch all the way to the end because I have something special for you. So a little quick little synopsis about me. So, my name is Karagat Warner and I am the podcast coach for life coaches who want to learn how to be a podcaster with a capital P. And so my podcasting journey started way back in 2014, way back. That sounds like a long time ago, but in the digital world, it kind of is. So I started back in 2014 with my bare bones approach to, I called it Notes to Self, is what I used to record on my iPhone, which soon became my very first daily podcast called The Morning Cool Down. And just a few months after doing this podcast, best-selling author Hal Elrod, he's the author of The Miracle Morning, and he reached out to ask me if I had guests on my show. At the time, I didn't, but I said, oh my gosh, this is a sign from above, right? So I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. And the rest, as they say, is history. Because, at the end of the day, like, here's the thing. So I was doing this from my phone. I was doing this with like nothing fancy at all. And it was all about the content. It was all about the message because it all starts with a message, with your microphone and a message. Okay. So that's what I'm here to say. That's always my message for you. Okay. So I am going to be talking about PR tips to help put your podcast on steroids. So let's dive into this live stream. Okay, so I have three tips for you today. And if at any time you have any questions, please hop into the comments and say hello. Let me know what you want to learn today. And I will be happy to share at the end of this broadcast if you have any questions. Okay, so let's talk about tip number one. This is about creating something called a one sheet. So maybe you've heard of this, maybe you haven't, but it's very similar to a bio. It's like just one page that has all the links that are, you know, sharing an amazing things about you and an amazing headshot. And this name one sheet is a snapshot of who you are so you can attract potential guest spots on other shows. So really think of it like a calling card. So here's the magic of a one sheet and a press release. Okay. These become like your calling cards for your podcast, for what you do as a coach, right? And you get to showcase the best about you. And it makes it really super easy for you to guest on other podcasts. And I'm going to share a little bit more about this later because that's my other tip. And, you know, when it comes to a press release, writing a press release, you can literally turn anything into something newsworthy. And this is a powerful strategy that I teach my clients to do every quarter after they launch their podcast. And this is something that I learned back in the early days, back in my days of being a magazine editor, because that was what I did. I also promoted the magazine. That was one of my jobs. And in addition to being the editor, I also promoted the magazine, and I wrote press releases for pattern books and new pattern releases. And, you know, so it's a very powerful tool. So what is a one sheet? Let's talk about that. You ready? So a one sheet is a single page document with a headshot with the goal of promoting yourself. Now a headshot and a bio, it's like your headshot with a bio in an easy distribute document, or it can be on your website too. So it doesn't have to be a PDF. A lot of digital marketers put this on a website. So on a web page on your website. And you can also do this like in your Instagram. Like I know Linktree, a lot of people use Linktree. You could put your one sheet, you could link it to your Linktree. And this can be something that people can see on Instagram and easily access it that way. So in the case of getting your podcast noticed, a one sheet can be used as a tool to guest on other podcasts as well. So what is a press release? Let's talk a little bit about that now. So a press release, this is an official announcement. So this can be written or even recorded that is traditionally issued to the news media and online sources, such as bloggers, fellow coaches, online zines, Medium, that's a website that you could check out. It's where you can put articles on online. Also on your website, you can put them on your press releases on your website. You can have a media page and beyond. There's so many uses for a press release. The heading should contain action verbs. So the first paragraph should always answer the who, the what, the why, and the where. And it contains easy to understand language and also quotes, at least one quote, but quotes are really good to have. So this is an example of a press release that I wrote back in 2015 when I launched my second podcast called Power Pearls Podcast. And so just to give you a little bit of a quick rundown, again, this is something that I teach my clients to do, but this is the anatomy of a press release. So at the top, you'll have, you know, usually your logo. Now, when I did this for the magazine and for pattern books, I would even have like a kind of a strip across the top of images of like fashion shots of some of the knitted designs, which is always really nice to have a visual. So here I had my logo. And then I had the boilerplate, which is at the top. So you have for immediate release, contact information, a phone number, an email. You don't even have to have a phone number, just a website is fine. And by the way, if you call that email, you call that phone number, or you're not going to get anybody, because I don't know, maybe it's somebody's phone number now at the company I used to work at when I was a magazine editor. But anyway, so headline, it should really grab someone's attention. And that first sentence should be really just have everything in it that someone would need to know. Like, oh yeah, I get it. So in this case, it says, Caragott Warner, executive editor of Creative Knitting Magazine, will host Power Pearls Podcast, a new bi-weekly audio podcast launching this October, featuring candid conversations with knitwear designers, yarn companies, and everyday knitters with compelling backstories. And then you have a few more paragraphs. You'll have some quotes in there, as you can see. And then you want to end with a bio. Now, in this case, you can see that it's kind of just over one, you know, it's got two pages. But in the beginning, I highly suggest that you stick to a one-page press release, if at all possible. And then this was some other, you know, this was more local PR. So I live in the Fort Wayne area. And I was also at the time of, you know, this was actually back in, I think, 2019, someone reached out to me. And I got some free press in a print magazine. It was called Fort Wayne Magazine. And they did this little Q&A, like this little interview feature about me in the magazine. So that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I just want to say, like, if you haven't done this before and this is brand new, like, there's nothing stopping you, right? I love this quote. Done is better than perfect. I think Seth Godin said this. Done is better than perfect. So, like, if you're trying to, you know, cross all your T's and dot all your I's and you're waiting for everything to be perfect, it's never going to be, because perfect doesn't exist, right? Perfect is just going to make us suffer a little bit more. So getting out there and doing it, like just trying and living in the breakthroughs and living in the learning is really where it starts. So get out there and try. So tip number two, let me take a quick sip. Okay. So diving into tip number two is to get, just to create a big buzz, right? Just go in there, make it happen. Enlist your biggest cheerleaders as ambassadors to promote your podcast. When launch day comes, or if you have a podcast, you can still do this. You can pull together your biggest cheerleaders, create community surrounding your podcast, because it really creates a big wave. And I love this quote, a rising tide lifts all boats, because this is the truth. We are not an island. It's all about creating a community and helping each other succeed. Your launch team are the ambassadors that help you spread the word about your podcast. And again, this is something I teach launch team. I teach my clients how to pull this together when they're going to launch their podcast. Because this concept, this particular kind of, this strategy can really help to put your podcast on the map in the beginning. And again, like I said before, as I know some of you already have a podcast, but you just want a little juice, like a little zhuzh, as they say, right? Zhuzh, for your show, for your podcast. And you can can create a launch team at any time to get more ears on your show. Because at the end of the day, you want to move mountains with your microphone, right? You're sharing your message. You're already doing that. Why would you not want to enlist your best cheerleaders, right? So, how to keep the fun? Here's how to keep the fun in PR for your podcast. So make it like a conversation. So posting on social media and sending emails is like having one big chat with your potential clients. Think of it like it's a conversation. Okay. It's not like, oh, I got to do social media. It's like, no, we're having fun. We're having a convo. Make a decision in advance that the word should is no longer in your vocabulary, right? You just get to do this because it's fun. You get to do this because it's fun. That's what it all comes down to. Okay. And that's what I always want you to remember. Whoops, sorry. I just opened my phone. So I just want to make sure that I'm not missing any comments. Okay, so think of collaborating, right? Collaborating with others as just one big party. And then a bonus tip is look for quirky things that you do during your day to make creating fun. See where you can rewrite the rules to make this really work for you in your life, in your business, with your podcast, okay? Because if it's not fun, guys, we're not doing it, right? We're not doing it. All right. So tip number three, you ready for this? Tip number three is to host something that I call a podcast tour. Okay. So if you use only one strategy, I'm going to talk a little bit about what this means in a second, but if you use only one strategy to promote your podcast, this is it. Seriously, this is it. Guesting on other shows is absolutely gold. And some podcasters swear by this as the secret to their success. So they do this not just at the beginning of your podcast when you're getting started, but it's something that you use throughout the life of your podcast. So here's how to create the buzz, how to create your own podcast guesting tour. So you think this is how, this is kind of the concept here. So think like a book tour. Remember the days of the book tour? And then there was like something called a blog tour, but I think you probably remembered, you know, book tours are still happening, right? So it's like book tour on steroids. You're applying the idea of book tour to your podcast. So the strategy is to guest on other podcasts during your launch and beyond. And during your launch, and also, you know, if you do this every quarter, if you've already been out there for a couple months, you just have a timeline. You want to be on shows, like if you're going to be on more than one show, for example, that it's a tight timeline so that it seems like you're popping up everywhere. And people are like, wow, damn, she's everywhere. So this is how you can really attract more listeners to your show. And it really is like having this big megaphone, right? That you see here, this big megaphone. So people can really get to hear your message because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, right? You really want to reach those baby birds, as I love to say. And again, like I said earlier, if you want to just like take it like, you know, easy in the beginning, like it's fine. Just get on one show a month or one, you know, one podcast every other month so that you can just introduce who you are to other audiences. So powerful. Okay. So removing the obstacle to getting started, because you might think, oh, I need the equipment. I need all these other things. I'm not ready. I'm still researching. You really don't have any obstacle. The only obstacle is between your ears. That's it. You might have scarcity thinking that says it's too hard. I need more info. I need to make six figures. No, all you need is a microphone and a message. That's it. So remember at the beginning, I said to stick around until the end. Well, what I'm doing is I am sharing the exact podcast launch framework that I teach my one-on-one clients. So this is my gift for you for being an action taker and showing up for this video training today. So I'm going to share how you can get it because this is the exact framework that I use in my program with my coaching clients. So here's a little screenshot. You can go to this, go here to get it. So if you go to caragotwarner.com/launchlabs, you can see that right there in the screen. This is where you can go and get a copy of this for yourself to put your podcast on steroids so you can seriously take off. Okay. So that's where you can get it. So put your podcast on steroids. Go get your free copy, caragotwarner.com/launchlab. And I'm going to go ahead and pop that in the comments below this video so you can get your hands on it. But if you're watching me live right now as I'm recording, go ahead and get it, caragotwarner.com/launchlab. So this is a step-by-step podcast launch process. I also share quick resource links for you. It's handy. Like all you got to do is click them. If you look at this on your computer screen, but if you print it out, because you might want to print it out too to follow it and check things off as you go. But the resources in the document are live links that take you to a variety of different places, things that you're going to need when you're launching your podcast and putting all the pieces together. Like, where does my podcast live? How do I get that, you know, the podcast over there on that place, on that website, so people can listen to it? You know, also where you can go get some intro and outro music. So anyway, you can check all that out. So, all the searching for where to find this and where to find that and how to do that, it's over because it's all inside of this roadmap that I created for you. And also how to promote your podcast. So I give you a little bit about that in there. And also, you know, I shared a little bit of that today. And, you know, it's just going to help you to get lots of ears on your show. So also, I'm sharing a link here. If you are like at the point where you're like, I'm a hell yeah, I'm ready to launch and I need your help. I need a coach. So we can talk about how to customize this framework that I'm sharing with you for free today, but how we can customize it to fit you, your business, your podcast. And I have a few spots that I have open on my calendar. So if you go to the link here, calendly.com/Kara Gott Warner/apply, I'll also pop that into the comments below so you can pick a date because, you know, if we work together and we customize something, I also have some done for you bonuses that I share with you as a client where I literally get in the back end and I do the work. The things like as my clients, some of my clients have said the things that help them get over the fence were some of these done for you bonuses because they're the things that are hard that you think are hard to do, right? Like put together your show description, help you solidify your name, create the show art button, you know, the graphic that people see, like the things that are hard to do that for me, I'm like, yeah, easy peasy, let's go. So you can apply for, to find out. It's just like a free, you know, consultation, a sales consultation. If you're like ready to go and we get to talk together one-on-one on a Zoom call, just to make sure, hey, like I'm ready. Cause you know, if you know you're already ready to work with a coach, this is just going to be an opportunity to see if we're actually a good fit to work together. Okay. So you can absolutely do this all on your own, but I know that you have a bigger vision. I know you want to get behind the microphone, right? And you want to reach the peeps. You want to reach your baby birds who need to hear your message, but your time is valuable, right? And as your podcast launch coach, I will save you time, energy, and the overwhelm that comes from doing this all on your own. Because I've been at this podcasting thing for 8 years, and I have definitely found out what works and what doesn't. And so here's a little bit about Melanie. So Melanie Childers is, she was a client, and we worked together on the growth phase of her podcast. And I have this three or four videos on my website that are so inspiring. You're going to love her story because she shares her best takeaways from having worked with me on her podcast and how it has helped her. Her podcast has helped her in her coaching business and some of the biggest shifts that have helped her. So go check it out by going to caragottwarner.com/Melanie. And I can also share that in the comments below. All right. So again, if you're a hell yes, and you're ready to commit to your podcast, to launching your podcast, not just launching your podcast, but if you're in the growth phase, we can work on that too, because the first 6 months, the first year of a podcast, it's crucial. Okay. Because most people give up after the first couple of months, after the first 10 episodes, people are ready to stop. And I don't want that to be you. So let's find out. So see the link in the comments below, or you can go to this link here, calendly.com/Kara Gott Warner/apply. Whew. And this was so much fun. And I'm so excited that we could hang out together today. And so I'll see you next week. Happy weekend. All right, you guys, take care and I'll see you inside the community.